Hear these words as they come from the book of 1 Corinthians, chapter 10, beginning with verse 12. So if you think you are standing firm, be grateful that you don't fall. No temptation has overtaken you except what is common to mankind. And God is faithful. He will not let you be tempted beyond what you can bear. But when you are tempted, He will also provide a way so that you can endure all of it. It's the Word of God for the people of God. Let us pray. Holy Father, open our hearts, our minds, our eyes, and our ears, that as you speak to us today, we will receive those words and put them into action in our lives. And may the words from my mouth be a blessing unto you. Amen. You may be seated. I've never claimed to be a very coordinated person. But every time the Bills play, I'm reminded just how uncoordinated I am. 3 and 4 bells at a time and turning pages and all that other good stuff. Woo! Good. Everybody had a good week?
Yeah.
Life is good. So I'll tell you a little story I heard. This man and his wife were at a mall at one of those little kiosks doing some shopping. And this young lady walked by in a very provocative dress. And the husband kind of glanced over and watched a little bit. And his wife was standing there, and without looking up, she asked him, says, "Was all of that worth what trouble you're in now?" So today I want to talk to you about temptation. Anybody get tempted this week? Let me put it this way. Anybody not get tempted this week? Good. Because I was going to tell everybody around you that they might want to move over a little bit. So in this text, temptation is the main focus. So for the church of Corinth, temptation was really bad, and he wanted to make sure that the people of the Corinth church knew what they needed to do and knew how to handle it. So it's no different in the church today. It's no different in the Christian life today. It's no different in anyone's everyday life. Temptation comes along. So I wanted to discuss it just a little bit this morning. So college degrees tell you that you've got to know what you're talking about before you talk about it. So I want to give you the definition of temptation. That way we're all on the same page. So temptation, the desire to do something, especially something wrong or unwise. A thing or course of action that attracts or tempts someone. Okay, did everybody get that? Okay. So I'm fixing to tell you something. You may agree, you may not agree, but don't start throwing rotten tomatoes until you hear the whole thing. Temptation is not a sin. Yeah, that raised some heads. Temptation is not a sin. What you do with that temptation can be a sin. That's where the sin comes in. How we react to that temptation in our life determines whether or not we sin. It has been documented. I don't know who did it. It was probably some government grant. But it is thought to and believed to be that every human being is tempted at least 3 to 4 times a day. three to four times a day, we are tempted. And sometimes, so sometimes, you know, we have that temptation that comes in there, and we feel like, oh my gosh, am I the only one that has to deal with this temptation thing? The answer is no. We are all tempted. Think about it, and when I say all, I mean all. Temptation has been going on ever since Adam and Eve. Adam and Eve were tempted in the garden. David was tempted. Jesus was tempted. So you're not unique in the fact that you're tempted. All humanity gets tempted. Scripture tells us, no temptation has seized you except what is common to man. In other words, all of us are tempted in some way, according to surveys, at least three to four times a day. So it's not anything unique or different that we all get tempted. It's what we do with that temptation when it comes. We see that. So I want you to look at it like this. I'm not real good at doing a whole lot of stuff, but I think real weird. So I want you to imagine this. You're standing on a road, or you're coming up on a road. You ever been driving down one of those roads that dead ends into another road? There's no going across. I mean, it's a dead end. You either go left or you go right. Yeah. You come to a T. And when you get to that T, you have to make a decision which way you're going to go. Many years ago, young people, listen to this. Many years ago, there was nothing called GPS. You either made a decision on the spur of the moment or you pulled out the map. You ever seen a map? There's nothing up here as big as a map. When you get it unfolded, it's about that long, about that wide, and the joy is trying to watch somebody fold that thing back up. So you either figure out at that moment which way you're going to go, or you pull out that map, and that map tells you which way to go. But in life, we don't always have that map there. And more than likely in life, when we come to that crossroad, we're not real sure which way to turn. So we can either turn the way that we need to and continue down the right path, or we turn down that other way and head down a path that we aren't supposed to go. And you know, when it comes to all of that and you're standing at that crossroad, almost every situation, it's a spur-of-the-moment decision. And it's not always something major. You might have to make the decision whether or not to have that second piece of cake. You might have to make that decision as to whether you're going to buy that pair of shoes or not. You might face the temptation of going to the gym. Temptation is there and we have to make that decision. So there's always this way out. So, not too long ago, We were going somewhere. I don't remember where it was. And I don't have GPS. I mean, I do, but I don't like using it. So I have a navigator. And if I'm not really paying attention to my navigator, I end up in the wrong place. My navigator tends to let me know that I didn't pay attention. And my navigator doesn't say recalculating. They just say, I told you to take that exit. But the great thing about it is when I've gone the wrong direction, my navigator automatically starts looking for a way to get back on track. Or if you do use GPS, it always says recalculating to get you back where you need to go. So, what day was it? One day this week. So I've been wanting this dog. And don't ask me why. Angie has given me every excuse not to have a dog. But I've wanted a dog. So, because my wife loves me and she takes care of me and wants to take care of all my wants and needs, she started Googling these rescue places. And so she found a potential dog at, what was that, Cedar Creek? No, the other one. Cedar Creek. See, I still don't know where I'm going. So she puts it in her phone, and it calculates where we're going. It's in Kemp. Everybody knows how to get to Kemp, right? You get on 175 and go west, right? So I pull off of Jeter, and I head up there, and it tells me to turn right, and I turn left, and it starts telling me to take all these different roads and everything, and I get up here to one of these cutoffs, and it's still telling me to turn, and I'm thinking, well, maybe I don't know how to get to Kemp. So my navigator told me I need to follow directions. How many of y'all know where Cedar Creek Animal Rescue is at? It's not in Kemp. It's in Tool. The point that I'm trying to make here, and we didn't get the dog there. The point that I'm trying to make here is every decision that I made on that trip was the wrong decision. But my navigator kept giving me a way out. In every tempting decision that you make in life, God gives you a way out. You ever made a big decision in your life and about 2 weeks into it, you're thinking, boy, I messed up there. Do you stay in that situation? Most of the time not, because God gives us a way to reconcile or recalculate or to get back on the right path. It's at those times we have to make those decisions again. Do I want to continue on the direction I'm going, or do I want to get back to where I need to be? The Scripture tells us God is faithful. He will not let you be tempted beyond what you can bear. He doesn't say God will never give you anything you can't handle. That's baloney. God won't give you anything that He can't handle. But He's not going to allow us to be tempted beyond what we can handle. You see, God knows us better than we know ourselves. God knew us in the womb. So I think He's got us figured out by now. And He knows what our strengths and our weaknesses are. And He knows what we can and what we can't do. Even though a lot of times we tell Him, I can't do that. So God is not going to allow us to be tempted more than we can handle. Because He's faithful. God allows temptations in our lives, but He puts limits on those temptations. So when you come to a point or a crossroad in your life, and you're tempted to take a left turn, it's your decision. We make a lot of mistakes. A lot of mistakes in our lives. And if it weren't for God being there with us to provide us a way, to provide us an opportunity to get back on track, we would be more lost than we are now. God continually is giving us a way out. You know, it would be nice if we didn't have to face temptations in our lives. How many of you would love to be able to just get up in the morning and not have to worry about making any decisions whatsoever? It would be so great to be able to wake up Monday morning and not have to think about anything. It would be even better if we could get up after our nap today and know that we will not face any more temptation ever again. Right? Really? Would we really want that? Because here's what happens when that goes on. We become like robots. We do exactly this every day. Everything becomes like a robot. We're walking. I wish I could do the robot, but I can't dance. And there's no free will. God doesn't want robots. God wants us to be able to choose to love and follow Him. But with that comes those temptations. With that comes those opportunities for us to get off track. But God is such a compassionate God that He continues to give us opportunities to get to where we're supposed to be. So, this next week, this next month, in the coming weeks, the coming days, the coming year, the coming whatever comes along, remember this, that God is faithful and He will provide a way out. All we have to do is receive that escape route. All we have to do is say yes and follow Him when that temptation comes along. And when we flee that temptation, I have a recommendation. Y'all listening? I'm only going to say this once or twice or three times. When you flee the temptation that is in front of you, don't leave a forwarding address. Don't leave a way for that temptation to find you and come back. Don't give temptation the chance to return. Because there's a whole lot more crossroads out there. And we have to make a decision. God can't make them for us. Remember, there's not a temptation out there that other people haven't already faced. There's not a temptation out there that God has placed you in that you can't deal with. And always remember, when that temptation comes along, God has already planned or recalculated your escape route. Bow with me in prayer. Gracious God, we're so thankful to You that we have the free will to make decisions on our own. But God, we know that we mess that up. So Father, we're thankful to You that You are there to ensure that we have a way to get where we need to be. Father, we're thankful to You that You are always with us and You're always offering us a way out. Father, we pray that we can make the right decisions every time, but we know that because of our humanness, we can't. So Father, continue to have patience with us. Continue to love us. Continue to give us the strength we need to be a witness to You, to Your love in our lives. We pray all this in Your Son's holy and precious name. Amen.